10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Running south on Rachel Drive, getting into town. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And if this is your first time listening, welcome to Aging Info Radio. And if you're back again, welcome back to you too. I am Susie Zawacki, your host, and weekly I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And you can stream our show live on the web by going to our website at aginginforadio.com. If you don't get to catch all of today's show or just a portion of it, it will be up on podcast shortly after we air. And again, that is at aginginforadio.com. My show today is about pressure and speaking up. And when we think about being under pressure, it undermines our performance. And although it is very much a natural part of the human condition, well, my first guest is going to talk about pressure, some of the pressure reducers, and how to not let pressure stop you from doing your best. He is the author of Performing Under Pressure, The Science of Doing Your Best When It Matters Most, and that is Henry Weisinger, also known as Hank. He is the co-author of that book. Welcome, Hank, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Hey, no pressure.
Right.
Great book.
I like.
Great book. I mean, there's so much to pressure, but I think a lot of people may confuse it with stress, although I think they can also go hand in hand. What's the difference? What do you see here?
Well, you know, that is a good question, and I would say that is the first question that people always ask. What is the difference between pressure and stress? And I always like to say, when was the last time you were watching a sporting event and the announcer said the stress is really increasing? So but you never hear that, but all the time you will hear the pressure is increasing, or he's playing under tremendous pressure. So we know that there is a difference, but people confuse the two. And the basic difference is that stress is in terms of a feeling, is really a feeling of being overwhelmed. When most people are feeling stress, what they are saying is, I feel really overwhelmed. When most people are experiencing pressure in a pressure situation, it's a feeling that you have to produce, that you have to succeed. You know, we think of a stressful situation can be that today, you have to go to the airport, pick up a friend, you have to go shopping, you have to pick up your kids, you have to clean your house. Now, those are a lot of demands, and if you have too many demands and you can't respond, you don't have enough resources, you experience stress, financial stress, too many bills, not enough cash. Pressure is in a situation where you have something on the line, and the outcome is dependent on your performance. See, with stress, you can delegate, you can prioritize, you can take a nap. It's very hard to land a plane on the Hudson River if you're going to take a nap. You have to produce a specific response. And when people confuse the two, when people treat every stressful moment as though it's a pressure moment, they're living on edge 24/7. They're always on high alert. I find people in the retail business do this a lot every single day because they're looking to make their quota or in any sales position. So everything, every incident becomes a do or die situation.
Well, so people, I do like your book. It says, don't let pressure stop you from doing your best. And I would think in writing this book, you must have learned a lot. What was your biggest learning in writing it?
Well, I would say the biggest revelation and the most surprising and the most counterintuitive is that nobody rises to the occasion. We hear that in sports, you know, all the time, or the go-to guy, you know, in a team meeting. The myth is that people actually do better under pressure. Nobody does. that the edge is not succumbing to the negative effects of pressure. Pressure, for example, downgrades our thinking, our attention, our memory, our judgment, and also our performance. So the real art is not rising to the occasion. You know, a C student is never going to get 1600 on their SATs. But many times an A student will, quote, choke on a test. You can do your best, and it still isn't good enough. But that is very different than not doing your best because of pressure, because then you don't really give yourself a chance to succeed. So pressure is really the enemy of success. It doesn't help anybody. Stress sometimes can help you. It can motivate you. But pressure never does. It brings out the worst.
So let's go back a bit. You said nobody rises to the occasion. Tell me again what exactly you mean by that. Like you said that a C student could never be an A student.
I said a C student, if a person is a C student, mm-hmm. and that's what their grades have been, and that's what their test scores indicate, they are miraculously not going to get 1600 on their SATs unless they cheat.
Okay.
But many times the top student will get nervous, become anxious. And that anxiety, they start thinking about the negative consequences while they're taking a test. What if I don't get a perfect score? I won't get into Harvard. Well, their performance will actually go down because of the pressure that they are under. Do you remember the movie The Natural?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the ending?
Not entirely. Not clearly enough.
Okay, well, the ending is, you know, Robert Redford playing the baseball player comes up. The game is on the line, and he hits this majestic home run that crashes into the lights and turns them into a firework display as only people in Hollywood could orchestrate. Now, the reality is in the book, he struck out. Mm. That is reality. One of my favorite athletes was Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter had a lifetime batting average of .310. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. His lifetime average in the postseason was also .310. He didn't rise to the occasion. He just didn't choke. And the reason this is so important is when people buy in to that myth, they try to be better than they can be.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is continue doing your best. And most of the times your best is good enough.
Right.
Sometimes it isn't. But if you try to be better than what you're capable of, to rise to the occasion, it's like the person that says, this is the most important presentation I've ever done. It's got to be better than I've ever done before. How can that be?
Right. I also think that what you're saying, too, is don't get in the way of yourself. Just be yourself, be natural, and give it your best. Your best can be good enough.
That's right. And that is well said. Because when you are yourself, you tend to relax. You know, if you're going on a first date, what does your friend tell you? I wonder if this girl or guy's going to like me. And usually your friend, or if you're in high school, or, you know, your parent would say, just be yourself. And what they really mean is just relax. Stay calm. Because when you stay calm, you're thinking also much more accurately.
More comfortable in your own skin being calm, I would think. I'm here with Hank Weisinger. He is the author of Performing Under Pressure. We are talking about that today, pressure. And his book is about the science of doing your best when it matters most. Now, I'm sure there are many ways that a way that you can manage the pressure, or to at least identify, is this pressure or is this stress? Do you know of that?
Yes. And in fact, one of the things I would always want people is every time they are feeling either stress or pressure, ask themselves, am I feeling overwhelmed? If the answer is yes, then you can relax, take a deep breath, you can take a break, because that's just a stressful situation. The world is not going to end if you don't get to the supermarket by 5 o'clock. Whereas in a pressure situation, if you say that you have to perform, you have to produce, that will allow you to focus just on the task at hand. And there are other ways to reduce pressure. Always think in multiple opportunities. I mean, when you were in high school, how many most important tests did you take? There's always another one. A young guy in a seminar for financial advisors asked me, how do you deal with the pressure of calling up a girl for the first time? That's a lot of pressure for me. Before I could say anything, Sue, another guy jumps up and says, just remember there's 1,000 other girls waiting for the same phone call.
And vice versa
everybody
there,
laughed,
Mr. Hank.
And everybody knew it was true. If you have a big pressure moment tomorrow, for example, I would tell people to write down the night before their anxieties and their concerns. Studies have shown that when you write out your anxieties and concerns the night before, they are less likely to surface in the moment of. You've gotten them out of your system.
Yeah, you got to shift your view on that. I'm here with Hank Weisinger. He is the author of Performing Under Pressure. We're going to get back here coming up next with Hank and talk about pressure reducers, things you can do daily to eliminate the pressure, all with Hank Weisinger right here on Aging Info Radio, coming up next.
When you look in the mirror, you should feel happy. When you smile, you should feel confident. If everyday moments like chewing, drinking, talking, or just smiling for a photo make you feel uncomfortable or embarrassed because of your teeth, it's time to think about permanent dental implants. It's much easier and affordable than you may think. And Dr. Joel Akrush and his team at Artistic Dentistry want to show you how customized dental implants can give you freedom and confidence back into your life. Call 708-301-6060 now for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation that includes free 3D digital scans. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Are you ready to have your natural-looking, beautiful smile back? Then call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years. Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susie Zawacki, and this segment is brought to you by Control My Care. Go to controlmycare.info if you have a chronic illness and take four or more medications. The Senior Saver Program is for you. And no, you do not have to be a senior. No more sorting out medications and wondering if the ones you're taking are all working for you. Your care team will make it so easy. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. And I am here with Hank Weisinger. He is the author of Performing Under Pressure, The Science of Doing Your Best When It Matters Most. Pressure, like stress, like so many things, you do need daily practice to work through times when you are under pressure, correct, Hank?
Absolutely.
Now, are there pressure reducers that you know, I'm sure you know off the top of your head or by writing the book, that you could share with us that will really help people?
Sure. I would say the most important thing, and the thing that differentiates people who do well under pressure or close to their best and who do worse, is what I call befriending the pressure moment, which that means think of it as an opportunity or as something that is fun. When I give a presentation, I think of it as this is a great opportunity, like this radio show. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity where many people think of it as threatening because they maybe lack confidence. So always think of the pressure moment as an opportunity or fun rather than something where you have to prove yourself.
Yeah.
That would be one.
I think too, you know, just really being appreciative of where you're at in the moment and the and what could happen. I mean, keep things very open.
Absolutely. Being able to stay in the moment is really important. And one way that people can do that is to tune into their senses. In other words, start to pay attention to your breathing when you are in a pressure moment, if you're giving a presentation or auditioning, because your breathing immediately puts you in control of yourself. And it's very important in a pressure moment to feel as though you are in control. When you are in control, you experience less anxiety. Mm-hmm. So that becomes important.
Now, do you think a lot of this comes down to self-worth?
Well, a lot of people feel a lot of pressure because they tie their self-worth into their job. You know, if they do poorly at work, they start to think that they are a failure in life. So, yes, one of the strategies would be to take a few minutes before you go into a situation that you have to perform and think about all the good things you have about yourself. This is what parents need to do with their kids, that they need to make their kids feel that it doesn't matter how you do on the test, you're still a great kid. I still love you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, our self-worth gets fused into our performance, and that actually increases more pressure because now you feel you have more on the line.
I would say, you know, positive self-talk has never hurt anyone.
And you know what? You're hardwired to do that. The mm-hmm. real question is, why do people, so many people have such negative self-talk? Positive self-talk is a way of how you give yourself confidence. It's a way of how you validate all of your positive attributes. So an important point before you go into a pressure moment is to ask yourself, are your thoughts helping me or are they hurting me? And I would tell people that if you're feeling anxious mm-hmm. or distressed, that is an immediate signal that you have to change the way you're talking to yourself. If you're feeling nervous, however you're talking to yourself is not helping you.
Now, do you think optimistic people, that it's overrated, or like people that are so optimistic and so happy all the time? I'm thinking, how can you really live all the time like that? Or can
well,
you?
I have to tell you, Sue, unless you read the research, it's hard to believe all the advantages that a optimistic perspective towards life brings you. Right off the bat, it gives you much better health, physical and mental. You recover better from surgeries. High school students that have an optimistic outlook enjoy their freshman year to a much greater degree than kids who have a pessimistic outlook. So, you know, is the glass half empty or half full? That gives you a basis of where you are in terms of optimism. And I would encourage people to build an optimistic vocabulary into their daily use, to use words like beautiful and wonderful and great, to wake up. How many of us wake up in the morning saying, I love getting up in the morning? Well, when you start saying that, you will actually feel better.
Yeah, words, change your life. I'm here with Dr. Hendry Weisinger, also known as Dr. Hank, and his website is just that, Hendry, HendryWeisinger.com. His book is Performing Under Pressure, The Science of Doing Your Best When It Matters Most. I think positive self-talk and being optimistic, like you just said, can really impact your entire well-being and everybody around you.
Yeah, it does. I mean, ask yourself, you know, did you ever notice how some people, every time they tell their story, they make themselves the victim, and how the world is, they always get bad breaks? Well, that's a pessimist, and those people are not really fun to be with. You know, one of the big differences between an optimist and a pessimist is that a pessimist sees a bad event as being permanent, where an optimist sees it as temporary. So the pessimistic financial advisor is thinking as the stock market as it is today is terrible and it's going to be like this forever, where the optimistic financial advisor is thinking, you know what, if this is only temporary, it's going to bounce back.
Yeah,
now, you can't be a cockeyed optimist.
No, being realistic also helps. So I always say, you know, it's better to be, you know, have your rose-colored glass half full than half empty, you know, and be optimistic. It just definitely helps.
Exactly. And a good way to assess your optimism is to use your past experiences. So, you know, if I'm a student and I've gotten, you know, 90s on tests before, I'm being realistically optimistic to think that I'm going to get in the 90s on my next test. But if I'm a student who's always getting 65s and 70s, and then I think I'm going to get an A on the final, well, that's really being unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also think, you know, it's really important to expect the good or expect good things. It's once again, that goes back to being optimistic. But I mean, really, if you wake up and you think, oh, no, I dread today, it's going to be a downer, it may end up being a downer. But if you wake up and you expect it to be a great day with good things happening, it may even eliminate a lot of that pressure.
It will. And, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You get what you expect. And I think it's a great thing when people start their day expecting good things to happen and also to look for the good in other people. And that increases your awareness. And all of a sudden, when you start looking for the good things in other people, they start to see the good things in you, and it makes your relationships a lot better. Optimists, by the way, from hundreds of studies, do have better relationships than pessimists.
Well, who do you want to be around?
Exactly.
On the back of your book, there's a line that says, shrink the importance. You want to touch on that?
Sure. One of the things that happens in a pressure situation is our thinking becomes distorted. It gets attacked by pressure. And we over-exaggerate the significance of something. It's like saying, this is the most important presentation I've ever given. This is the most important game I've ever played in. Joe Flacco, who is the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, the day before he won the Super Bowl, that he was asked, how do you deal with the pressure of the Super Bowl? And his response was, it's just another game. And that's the point, is to minimize the importance of the situation. When I used to give presentations, I would say, this is the most important presentation, the most important audience. I'm increasing pressure on myself. Now when I give a presentation, it's still important, but I keep it in perspective, and it becomes, you know what, I've done this 500 times, thousands of times, it's just another presentation. So minimize the significance of the situation you're going into, because pressure makes you unrealistically exaggerate it.
Well, Dr. Hank Weisinger is trained in clinical counseling and organizational psychology, and also the author of Performing Under Pressure, The Science of Doing What Matters Most. See, I stumbled over that with that pressure there, Dr. Hank.
There you go.
Yes,
that's why when you slow down, you do better.
Yeah, relax, slow down, especially in the big cities that we all live in. But thank you so much for being my guest today. And Dr. Hank's website will be up at agingradio.com. Don't go away. I have another guest coming on to talk about speaking up. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue says, limits like fears are often an illusion. And this segment is brought to you by Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Yes, choose who inherits your home with one simple form, which can save a family thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. My next guest is Dr. Kate Webster. She is the founder and owner of Breaking Through Barriers, and she's also spent 20 years inspiring audiences and training individuals to speak up for themselves and to feel good about it. Welcome, Dr. Kate Webster, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you so much, Sue. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very happy to have you. Now, a while back, you presented a TED Talk, and you shared your idea about changing the way we communicate and you can change the world. Let's talk a little bit about that. That's pretty exciting.
Sure. The title of the TED Talk was Quiet Power. And it's a way of finding balance between aggressively overreacting or passively keeping quiet. But that balance is one that you find for yourself that matches your personality and your temperament. And that's what Quiet Power is about being assertive according to your own background and personality.
According to who you are and how you're being.
Exactly. Some of us default to getting really riled up and angry when we're faced with stressful situations or when we're under pressure, like the previous talk was about. And some people, they want to just slink away and keep quiet. So whichever side you go to, quiet power can help you come either down from aggressively overreacting or come up from passively keeping quiet. And you can find your own way to be assertive in those types of situations.
Boy, that takes some practice, I would think.
It does, but it also takes, as you were talking with the previous speaker, it takes a lot of confidence and belief in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a focus on who you are and what you want to accomplish rather than pointing the finger at the other person. Well, if they just said this or said that or did that or did that, I wouldn't overreact.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wouldn't want to slink away and keep quiet. It's really about where you go when you're faced in that difficult situation, how to speak up for yourself and feel good about it.
Well, I also noticed that if you are really amped up, it kind of amps the other person up.
Exactly.
And if you're really withdrawn, the other person, so it is that mirror reflection, mm-hmm. as we all know that.
Well, another way to look at it, too, is that when you are on, I call it a communication spectrum. So when you're on one end, the far end where you're passively keeping quiet, in a lot of ways, you're disrespecting yourselves because you're not asserting your needs. You're not getting your needs met. You're not sharing what they are. So it's very difficult for another person to know how to help you out. On the other end, when you're aggressively overreacting, you're disrespecting other people. So that quiet power allows you to respect yourself and others. And that's the beauty of it.
And that's where that change the world comes in.
That's my point. Yep.
Yes. Now you started, that's great. Now you started breaking through barriers.
Yep.
And how did you come about doing this?
Well, for many years, I was a self-defense instructor and a third degree black belt. And I taught a lot of self-defense programs throughout the city. And what I found was that people came in loving the physical techniques. They picked them up easily. They could see their use to keep themselves safe. What was really difficult for individuals was using their voice to assert a boundary, to say no. And I became more and more interested in that side of the assertive voice and the assertive way of using your body language connected to your voice. And so I wanted to peel that away from what I had been teaching and create programs that just focused on those components.
So interesting that you say that. The physical is very easy to express, but the verbal, people get pulled back or really amped up about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. Now, you have an interest in the aging population. Why is that?
Well, I did a lot of programs for healthcare professionals. And what started to happen in a lot of these trainings, I would do day-long trainings. And they started asking me, well, I work with aging population. How do I better serve them? How do I help them help themselves in terms of dealing with their caretakers or with their family members? And I started to do research. And what I found was that when you're an aging population, people start to feel that they can have the voice for you, that they know what's best and what's right for you. And I started feeling like, no, not necessarily. And if they do have some good tidbits and pointers and help, how do you stay on top of it and have your own voice and be able to make decisions for yourself that work for you rather than for what perhaps your family member might want? And that's all separate to whether or not you have your own issues around your hearing or maybe your speech or your own mobility. So that's why it's even more important for you to better understand yourself.
To speak up, absolutely.
Exactly.
I'm here with Dr. Kate Webster. She is the founder of Breaking Through Barriers. That's THRU, barriers.com. And coming back, we're going to talk even more about struggling to find your voice and make sure that you do speak up in all situations here with Dr. Kate Webster on Aging Info Radio.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
This segment is brought to you by Ranta's Property Group. Yes, imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now, imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call. He is your senior real estate concierge. Give Mark a call at 847-606-5272. We are talking today, we were talking earlier about pressure, and now we're talking about speaking up with my guest, Dr. Kate Webster. She is the founder of Breaking Through Barriers, also the owner. Dr. Kate Webster, I would like to know, I'm sure that people struggle to find that voice and probably in many different situations. What do you suggest?
Well, there's three key tools, and the one first tool is called Flip the Script, and you were actually talking about it earlier with the under pressure. And flipping the script is taking negative messages that there's so many in our society right now about the aging population, so many negative stereotypes, a lot of can'ts. They can't hear, they can't do this, they can't do that. So flipping the script is taking positive messages and pushing out the negative messages so that you're left with the glass half full and not half empty. And one key way to do that is post-it notes.
Mm-hmm.
What I've done is I have three key positive affirmations that I use, that I am enough, I have a lot to offer, and I am bold, brave, and beautiful. And I put them up around my mirror so that I can see them every day. And that's a really great way for me to start my day with those reminders in case I wake up and I don't feel that way about myself.
Now, was that number two, your affirmations, as far as the three tools?
Well, no, that's flip the script. That's a way to flip the script is to use positive affirmations.
Oh, I see. That's great.
And then the second one is to say what you mean. Being able to use clear, direct language, which can be very difficult when we're dealing with intimate people in our lives who want to take control of our lives. So by using the most clear language that you can help that process. For example, removing justs or sorries or filler words or question tags, question tonations, where you're maybe not becoming very clear and you start to slip into that passive place and people don't know exactly what it is you mean.
Yeah, it gets very confusing. And then you think, why go on? And you just don't start communicating.
Exactly.
Or you stop communicating. Now, you must also see this as far as that to make it an effective communication when it's completely non-effective, when all those things are coming up.
Exactly. And that was the third tool is the physical component. So you have the mental, then you have the verbal, and now you have the physical. So it's almost a mind-body-spirit approach. And with the physical component, it's what is your body doing? How are you standing? How are you facing the person who you're struggling with to communicate effectively with? And we have 5 points in our body, our forehead, our two shoulders, and our two hips. And when we face that forward, it's a stance of strength and empowerment. And it also helps you feel it and the other people feel it as well.
Well, you know so much. I'm here with Dr. Kate Webster, and she is the founder and owner of Breaking Through, THRUBarriers.com is Kate's website. Now, why is breaking a board important to you? I know you did the physical. Mm-hmm. You just talked a little bit about right. that, but that must mm-hmm. encompass some of that. Why is it so important?
Well, breaking a board to me and to a lot of people symbolizes something that is seemingly impossible. I mean, I have soft flesh, and a board, as we all know, is very hard. So to be able to break through, that means that I can work through, break through seemingly impossible tasks in my life. And that helps give me confidence to then face situations that are difficult. And I liken that to, in the aging population, we all don't like to grow old, and things, our bodies start to change, and people from the outside start to tell us what we can and can't do. And so breaking through that is a way of standing up for yourself, but still feeling good about it and connecting and keeping those relationships with others strong.
Now, when you founded Breaking Through Barriers, what are some of the top barriers that you help, you inspire people to break through?
A big barrier is people not feeling that they are enough, that everything they do is just not good enough, and that pressure to be a perfectionist, to succeed. And so I help them see that where they are right there in that moment is enough. I also help people, and again, your previous talk was focusing on this, is that the victim blaming, is that everybody else has the problem, and if they just stopped. But when you point at somebody, you notice that you have three fingers pointing back at yourself, so there's oftentimes three things that we can change ourselves. So I help people stop focusing on others and focus on themselves and what they can change.
Yeah, practice at home first.
Yeah, focusing on the solution rather than the problem.
Any other barriers?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many. But I think that last one that I just mentioned really trips people up when they want to stay stuck in the problem. But once you get out of the problem into the solution, you can move forward and break a million boards.
Yeah, that's why you use the terminology, break the boards.
Yeah.
Because they can break through the barriers.
Yeah.
And so what are another top one?
Another top barrier that I feel people face are their own fears, that not only are they not good enough, but that they can't succeed, that half empty. And that's where flipping the script comes in. Because when you start small, you start to see, oh, I can do that. Maybe they can't do the big, big event that's coming up, but they can make small changes that start to build up. So I help them push through the small so that they can then tackle the big on their own. Give them the tools, they get to choose which tools they use, and then they get to succeed on their own way.
Well, you must be completely inspired when you see a 105-year-old person that's, you know, running a marathon in Los Angeles.
Completely.
I mean, things like that just show you that no matter what your age or stage is in life, you can break through the barriers.
Fantastic.
Yes, I'm here with Dr. Kate Webster. We are going to get her words of wisdom for the day coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
I've been here with Dr. Kate Webster. We have been talking about speaking up today. And I mean, Dr. Kate Webster, before we get into your words of wisdom, give out your website and tell them where they can go on YouTube for your TED Talk.
On my website actually is the TED Talk. It's www.breakingthroughbarriers, and it's THRU, barriers with an S, .com. But you can also just Google Quiet Power TEDx IIT, Dr. Kate Webster, and it will come up as well.
Well, you're quite the teacher, so I'm sure you've got some valuable words of wisdom.
Always. I always love to impart some words of wisdom. The main one today for specifically this aging population is a belief in yourself. That once you have that belief in yourself, to realize that when you change the way you communicate and you change your world, what you're really doing is you're speaking up for yourself, which is the most important element in your life at that time. And you can feel good about it.
Yes. Well, thank you. You are definitely a teacher. And once again, I'm with Dr. Kate Webster. Thank you for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio.
You're so welcome. It was a true pleasure.
All right. And let's see, if you are close to 62 years old, you may already know that at 62, you become eligible to start receiving Social Security. And this age may or may not be best for you or your situation. Contact John O'Connor, the Safe Money Man at O'Connor & Associates. John will meet with you and show you many things that you most likely do not know about Social Security. Call 847-274-2681. You can also go to aginginforadio.com and click on the O'Connor & Associates logo, and it'll take you to a page with more information about John O'Connor. And let's see, my paws pooch today. The Chicago adoption this week is Bazooka, a 3-year-old male Maltese Shih Tzu mix. Go to pawschicago.org or call Paws at 773-935-PAWS to meet Bazooka. And this handsome pup is waiting with his paws crossed and his tail's wagging, Daisy May, for his forever home. Give Paws a call. Again, their number is 773-935-PAWS. And I hope you learned a lot today. Once again, my first guest, Dr. Henry Weisinger, his book is Performing Under Pressure, The Science of Doing Your Best When It Matters Most. I hope you learned from Dr. Hank as much as I did. And of course, Dr. Kate Webster has a tremendous amount to teach. And both of their both their websites and their contact information will all be posted for our past show podcast blog. And again, our website is aginginforadio.com. While you're there, do check out our marketing partners. They are the best, or some of the best, in the Chicago market. What they do for boomers and seniors, please do check them out. They definitely sponsor Aging Info Radio. And until we meet again, I am Susie Zawacki, your host. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
It's news, opinion, insight. It's AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago.